Living Lord, we come to hopefully by your grace to slow down so that we can be present, engaged, actively alert and responsive to you, the living God. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, this morning we seek to be with you personally, individually, and at the same time for us to meaningfully see and hear you with and for one another. In these precious moments, Lord, lift up our heads for those that have had hard things that have happened. Move us out beyond ourselves, Lord, back to you through the readings, through the teachings, the sharings, the ministry of your healing and restoring love in us where we're hurting with losses. Renew our courage so that we can, Lord, more firmly have confidence in you as we face the challenges of this next week. We pray this, Lord, to you, Father in heaven, in and through your Son, Jesus, and by the empowerment of your Holy Spirit. Amen. Hear the reading of the word from the Old Testament reading, Leviticus 19, 9 through 18. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap to the very edges of your field, or gather the gleanings of your harvest. You shall not strip your vineyards bare, or gather the fallen grapes of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and the alien. I am the Lord your God. You shall not steal. You shall not deal falsely. You shall not lie to one another. You shall not swear falsely by my name, profaning the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not defraud your neighbor. You shall not steal. You shall not keep for yourself the wages of the laborer until morning. You shall not revile the deaf or put a stumbling block before the blind. You shall fear your God. I am the Lord. You shall not render an unjust judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor, defer to the great. With justice you shall judge your neighbor. You shall not go around as a slanderer among your people. And you shall not stand idly by when the blood of your neighbor is at stake. I am the Lord. You shall not hate in your heart anyone of your kin. You shall reprove your neighbor, or you will incur guilt yourself. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against any of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. And then turning into our New Testament reading, from the book of James, chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. Who is wise and knowledgeable among you? Show by your good life that your works are done with gentleness born of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not be arrogant and lie about the truth. This is not wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will also be disorder and wickedness of every kind. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruit, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. This is the word of the Lord.